Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Dean Wilson, the overall winner, Montreal Supercross. The best race of the night, though, I think, was you and Brayton in Main 2. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely good racing. It's just hard to pass. It was a very basic track, and it was very hard pack. And, it was just hard to pass. So every time, like, I kind of made a pass, it was so hard packed that, like, I would lose my drive, and he would get me, and then the other two were, you know.
They were getting away.
Yeah, they were getting away, and I'm like, oh. But it was a good battle. Definitely got close a couple times. One was due to me just got squirreling the whoops, and it was like last race I just jumped him. I'm like, why was I not doing this the whole time? But no, it was good. Yeah. We got the GoPro, so definitely check the YouTube.
Okay, yeah.
So, no, it was an awesome day overall. Had a lot of fun, so it's good.
For you, third main event, you and Mookie went in. Mookie was 1 point ahead of you. Did you know he went down? Did you know kind of what was going on?
Yeah, because so all night, like, my starts were actually really good, but I was too far out. So every time I'd go into the corner, they would just hug the inside and get me. So the last one, I'm like, I'm going inside no matter what. And me and Mookie came out really close, good. He drove in, and unfortunately, that's what I did in Moto 2. I thought I had the whole shot, but you can't turn it. So you look at Jess Pettis and me having knee injuries, like, that front, there's no front wheel traction, and I'm sure he washed the front too. So I just hugged the inside, and then when I came over the triple, coming the opposite direction, I seen he was just getting up. So that was unfortunate, but overall it was nice to hold a shot, like, and have that just that freedom, and I just, like, could actually ride. Where when you're always stuck behind someone or just trying to get in, it's hard. So it was nice to be up front and just hit my lanes.
Track was basic, but the quads and the buggies and everything made it difficult, like, traction.
There was one buggy that I think his main mission was just to fuck the track up and the start gates.
And the wall.
And he literally, I don't know seriously what was going on in his head. Like, I don't know if his brakes went out.
It was awesome.
I seen him launch on the other side of the track. It was insane. Yeah. But, our second race got postponed because he ran over the start gates, and oh my god.
He hit the wall over here.
Yeah, it was out of control, and everyone was pissed, but
so that made the track slippery.
Oh yeah, it was so slippery and hard pack, and it was not a whole lot of passing, so when it was, it had to be aggressive, so it was good, mean Brayton made it out safe.
hey, I talked to you near the end of the outdoors. You told us your shoulder still wasn't great. How is it a few weeks off?
Oh, so much better. Yeah. Definitely, like, not... My strength isn't all there, but overall feeling feels a lot better. I was in a lot of pain during outdoors, and it was so hard to race, train during the week, race on the weekend, and it was just like, I just needed time to rest. And once I rested and I went to Jamaica and just let it heal, it feels so much better. Like, because I was really worried when I got in Supercross, hitting the whoops, and first day it hurt a little bit, and then it just kind of adapted, and it feels a lot better, so...
Look, you spent some of your formative years in Canada. You raced for Canada one time in Diz Nations. Does it feel a little bit like home coming up? I realize it's Quebec, which is way different from Alberta or where I'm from. Yeah. But does it feel like coming home a little bit?
Yeah, no, it's honestly a lot of the same people. So it's cool to see everybody, and everyone's just been so nice and welcoming. And just welcomed me so much. And we've had such a great time. So, it's awesome. Had a good time. But I've never been to Montreal, and it's weird. It reminds me of Europe.
Totally, yes.
It's seriously, I feel like I'm in, like, Belgium or something. It's so weird, but I love it, and having a good time.
Good. Well, congrats. Where else will we see you next?
So Munster Cup's next, and then we got New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand, and Melbourne, Australia. So, yeah, pretty bit. Not too busy, though. It's, like, spaced out enough where I feel like it's just going to keep the pencil sharp. Nothing like racing, so, yeah.
It feels good to have Montreal Supercross champion. This is a prestigious race, been around a long time, so it's cool to have that title.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I said earlier, like, it's not like it's an AMA Supercross, but it always feels good to win something. And obviously, I haven't done a whole lot of winning, so it was cool. And there's a lot of pretty legendary names in the books here in Montreal, like Ross Peterson and JSR, and there's a lot of, like, good guys that race here. So it's cool for me to win, and I'm happy to walk away safely.
Thanks, Dino.
Thank you.